For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump is hailing a court decision against Obamacare as a great ruling for the country. This comes after a Texas judge Friday ruled the Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional based on its mandate to require people buy health insurance. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer tells NBC's Meet the Press this ruling is a disaster for health care.
Of course it undoes pre-existing conditions. It jeopardizes the tens of millions who are getting good health care in the exchange, but it goes way beyond that. It would knock out funding for treatment of opioid. It would eliminate a lot of maternal care, all kinds of women's health. We're going to fight this tooth and nail.
President Trump says this is an opportunity for Democrats and Republicans to work together for better health care legislation. Congress already facing a political fight over government funding, which will expire December 21st. Trump said last week he would be proud to shut down the government over border wall funding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Nearly 200 countries at the UN climate talks have agreed upon universal, transparent rules on how nations can cut greenhouse gas emissions and curb global warming, putting the principles of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord into action. Executive Director of Greenpeace International, Jennifer Morgan, says fossil fuels have been a major factor in nations promoting environmental ambition.
The main culprits remain the fossil fuel industry. They remain the interests for these governments that keep them from having ambition.
The last evacuees from Paradise, California were allowed to return home yesterday, many getting their first look at the damage from the campfire that devastated the town 5 weeks ago. A long line of vehicles formed as law enforcement checked identification of returning residents, many finding their homes destroyed. Tim Proctor found his home still standing on a street where neighbors lost everything.
There's a little bit of ash in there, and my windows were closed, so there's virtually no damage.
Today, the evacuation zones reopened to the public. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An alcohol-fueled Christmas tradition in New Jersey ends with at least 10 arrests of bad Santas, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Drunken Santa's coming to town.
Known as SantaCon, the annual holiday pub crawl got out of hand in Hoboken Saturday. All the participants wear Santa Claus outfits, but this year police had to make arrests for disorderly conduct, public urination, possession of pot, and driving while intoxicated. Police say one man was charged with resisting arrest and assault on a police officer. After leading officers on a foot chase in his Santa outfit, four officers ended up getting medical treatment. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump spoke at last night's congressional ball at the White House.
No administration has done more in the first 2 years than the Trump administration, which is many of the folks in the room. When you think about the tax cuts and the regulation cuts and all of the things that have happened, including two great new Supreme Court justices. And what people don't know is that we've almost reached the 100 mark of federal judges. That's a big, big mark. We have so much more to do. And again, this is going to be an exciting week, but I think it's going to be a really exciting year and exciting 2 years.
For USA Radio.